John Updike is one of my favorite authors of all time. Few writers today can fashion and shape language the way John Updike could. I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. To me, Updike, who passed away in January of 2009, is the master wordsmith of the last 60 years. His essays, his book reviews, his poetry, his short stories, and his novels spin webs of incredible beauty with deep insights and characters as finely drawn and accurate as any ever written. His graceful prose carries the reader to places never visited, to characters never met, to situations unimaginable, with the ease of an early morning walk as the eastern sky grows pink and a soft breeze cools the face. Terrorist is such a story. The reader is taken on a ride in a truck driven by a misguided, manipulated young man who is determined to wreak vengeance on people he does not know because he has been convinced the strangers he kills have stolen his God. Early in the novel, Updike reveals something about the angry young man. He writes, "Ahmad knows it is a sin to be vain of his appearance. Self-love is a form of competition with God, and competition is what Allah cannot abide. But how can the boy not cherish his ripened manhood, his lengthened limbs, the upright, dense, and wavy crown of his hair, his flawless, dun skin, paler than his father's but not freckled, blotchy pink of his red-haired mother, and those peroxided blondes who in white-bread America are considered the acme of beauty?" Even if nothing else happens while reading this novel, it would force anyone with a shred of heart or soul to closely examine our culture, what it values, and how we treat each other. Updike also anoints unlikely characters as heroes in the epic sense, disillusioned, semi-failed, lost souls, searching for some light at the end of the dark tunnels which are their lives. At first, these individuals seem to be mere dressing, a bit of bright ribbon on a plain coat or shirt. But Updike brings them along with the reader, and in the end they all find something, even if it was not what they were seeking. In the novel, many Arabic words and phrases are not translated. Only a few could be worked out from the context. However, as I read on, I realized Updike was deliberately wrapping Islam in a shroud to keep it as mysterious as it seems to us in the West. How can we understand the anger, the hatred of the fanatical jihadist who believes in a God that will welcome a martyr with 72 urus at the instant of death? They believe this God is, quote, as close to them as the veins in their neck, unquote. As we approach the 10th anniversary of 9/11, I don't pretend to understand any of this after reading Terrorist. But I did feel the anger, the hatred, and the devout belief in a religion that promises the best of everything after a life that offers the worst of everything. This same message fixed the power of the church on the peasants of the Middle Ages. The scary thing is Updike's characters and real jihadists are not illiterate peasants. Perhaps that is the greatest danger and mystery of all. A perfect novel, unqualified 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org and let us know.